The General Services Administration is used to straddling the line between crisis response and plowing ahead with dozens of initiatives. The current pandemic emergency, however, is forcing the Federal Acquisition Service to move a little faster. Whether it's buying medical supplies or laptops or ventilators, contracting officers are under a different kind of pressure these days. For how FAS is adapting, Federal News Network's Jason Miller spoke with its commissioner, Julie Dunn.
I know of at least one instance where very quickly, we were able to get some supplies for the Navy hospital ships Comfort and Mercy before they deployed. I think we procured some reagents, and that was done in record time. And that was due to the hard work of a lot of our, our contracting professionals. So I think time to award, we're just kind of stepping up. We understand the urgency, and we're trying to, support other agencies like DOD and the like who are on the front lines of things.
In fact, you guys have been very active with putting out different policies, regulations, and such to help deal with the COVID. I know Jeff Kosis, the senior procurement executive, has put out several memos. Is there anything that FAS has done specifically, whether it's through the schedules or specific contracts where you've made changes or made updates to deal with emergency acquisition beyond what we've seen from the GSA Office of Government Policy Office?
The FAS organization, Mark Lee and OPC and Jeff Kosis, they're pretty tightly coordinated in terms of utilizing all the tools in our toolbox. We've issued several deviations to try and inject the flexibilities that we need to make things happen. For example, with the expedited payments for small business, we had the class deviation that's in place now. A large part of kind of executing on these policy changes is also communication with all our 1102s. So there's been training for our 1102s, for our HCAs. There have been open communication. I hold daily meetings with all of my leadership, as does Emily. And that helps us understand, where the needs are in terms of, what flexibilities do we need here? How can we better serve our customer? The crisis has actually been increased the opportunity for FAS and PBS to work together, because as PBS handles all the federal buildings leased and owned, and so they were responsible for cleaning. So, we used our acquisition expertise to help them with their supplies. So it's been really an enterprise-wide effort.
It's all good news and all good to hear that this is something that, it's always takes, sometimes an emergency or some sort of crisis to bring people closer together. Not that GSA didn't work together well in the first place, but it's that next level that really makes a difference. I want to shift gears a little bit to some of the priorities that GSA, some of your what I'll call signature priorities. You mentioned one of them is the mass consolidation. There's others like enterprise infrastructure solutions, IAE, integrated acquisition environment consolidation. You guys recently announced a delay in the e-commerce marketplace platform. Give me a sense, are you worried about the COVID, the longer it lasts, the challenges that come with it, the more resources it takes? Are you worried about that impact on some of those other priorities beyond, obviously, the schedules consolidation that you mentioned?
You're always kind of reacting to the environment, but frankly, things have generally kept on track. You mentioned the commercial platforms or e-commerce initiative. We did announce a bit of a pause, but we've kind of turned that back on now, and we're kind of moving forward on that. There will probably be a slight delay in terms of our original kind of plan for the award, but we are moving forward on that and able to, as I like to tell everyone, we're trying to maintain our momentum, by multitasking. So commercial platforms, I think we're in pretty good shape. EIS, I think it's too early to tell. We are in constant contact with the agencies and hearing from the vendors in terms of what they're hearing and seeing and what their capacity is. We'll continue to monitor that. But at this point, I think it's still a bit early to tell. It's been about almost 2 months now since we've been dealing with this. So we're kind of monitoring things very carefully, trying to balance the workload. One of the other big priorities through the Federal Marketplace Strategy is catalog management. I just had a briefing the other day the team gave me an update in terms of what they're doing to, develop requirements. So IAE, that whole team, like the rest of GSA, more or less, is working remotely, and they're continuing on their schedule. So, they're also stepping up. When we have SAM registrations with companies that need to get on quickly, they're stepping up and helping facilitate that process. So far, of course, conditions are a bit dynamic right now. So far, things are kind of keeping on track.
So it's good news to hear that the e-commerce marketplace is back. Pause has been lifted and you guys are going forward with an award. So potentially we should expect something this summer. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's a fair estimate. We'll see how things go, but yeah, that's a fair estimate.
All right, but the pause has been lifted. Is that what I understand?
Yes, we're moving forward.
Excellent. The other thing, speaking of moving forward, be lapse in my ability of as a journalist to ask you, I've heard from several vendors about the Alliance Small Business Program. I know that GSA had made awards. I know that there was a bid protest or several. GSA took corrective action in August, but then here we are, April, and we're still kind of waiting for something to happen with Alliance Small Business. Is there any update you are able to provide so vendors can at least have a sense of what's coming or what's happening next?
So as you mentioned, it's in the midst of litigation, so I can't say too much. I understand the need for and the value of making sure we get information out quickly. I'm hopeful in the next couple of weeks there'll be some developments that we can share. But as you know, this GSA, our leadership, is fully committed to small business and making sure they're part of our industrial base. And in fact, the administrator and myself and some IT leadership, we had an outreach session back in February, which seems a lifetime ago now. So we're trying to kind of keep engaged and hopefully we'll have more information to share soon.
All right. Well, I know that people are on their edge. So at least a little bit of news is good news and something to look forward to. A lot of times during emergencies, you see innovations emerge. And I'll give you just a quick story. One, I talked to one CIO recently who talked about needing to upgrade their network and process that normally could take 6 or 9 months. They did it in less than a week. Are there any innovations or really what I'm looking for here is maybe some good news stories you can share about anything that's happened across FAS acquisition workers using authorities that maybe don't get used very often to really deliver and help meet the mission very quickly?
There's been I think a lot of innovation in terms of trying to use some of the acquisition flexibilities. One thing I'll note, you're familiar with the CIBR Small Business Innovation Research Program Part 3. Our assisted acquisition service is authorized to use that. That was a pilot, and now that's become something more permanent. They were able to make an award in the DoD space to help with supply chain risk management, which will lead to vetting providers to make sure in terms of medical equipment and other types of providers that those folks are vetted appropriately. And we got some kudos from the DoD leadership for making that award in an expedited manner. We also, the Global Supply Service, they've been at the front of the line in terms of pushing forward on COVID response. And one of the things they did is they automated acceptance of vendor back orders. So they saw an opportunity and that kind of saved more time on the back end. And I think I mentioned before, you know, the TAA waiver for cleaning products. That's something that, again, you know, the team saw on the ground as something we needed to do and stepped out and said, hey, let's make this happen. So I think that, you know, in addition to the regular sort of emergency flexibilities, this is an unprecedented crisis and we're looking for opportunities to, you know, make it easier to get the products and the services to our customer agencies.
Julie Dunn is the commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service at the GSA, speaking with Federal News Network's Jason Miller. Check out Jason's story at federalnewsnetwork.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.